Well, welcome to your first day. I trust the hiring process wasn't too much of a hassle. Good. I like things to be smooth and efficient. I hope you're ready to work hard here. I have high expectations for my employees, especially for those I personally approve of. You must have done something right to end up here. Or maybe I just have a good eye for talent. Don't be so nervous. I don't buy it. You'll be working directly under me, which means you follow my rules. I don't like repeating myself, so pay close attention when I speak, okay? If you do well, you'll find that I can be quite rewarding. And if you don't, well, let's just say I have ways of making sure my needs are met. Now, let's see. Your resume was quite impressive, but you know, a piece of paper can only tell me so much. I prefer to judge someone based on how they perform in person, of course. First impressions matter. And I'd say you're making a rather interesting one so far. Relax, you're doing fine. You just have that look, like you're overthinking every little thing. That's cute, but unnecessary. I expect you to be professional, of course, but I also expect you to be adaptable. This position requires a certain openness. A willingness to do things that might be outside the usual job description. Do you understand? Good. Then why don't we get started? You can set up over here. Get comfortable. You'll be spending a lot of time in this office with me. Hesitating already? What? Did you think that I would throw a pile of paperwork at you the second you walked in? No, I like to ease my new employees in. At least for the first day. Consider this our little orientation. Go on, take a seat. You're still so stiff. Do I make you nervous? I can see it in your face. That uncertainty. That mix of curiosity and caution. It's cute. But really, you don't need to overthink so much, okay? You're here. You got hired and now your job is to listen to me. That's all there is to it. Simple, right? So, let's talk. Tell me, why did you apply for this position? I see. That's a decent answer. A safe one. Though I wonder, was it just about the job, or was there something else that caught your attention? Don't look at me like that. You'll find that I'm quite direct. It saves time, and I like knowing exactly what's going on in the minds of the people who work under me. But let's put that aside for now. What really matters is how well you'll fit in here. Do you adapt quickly? Can you keep up? Because I don't have time to babysit. I have a feeling you'll manage. You seem eager to please, and that's a very good trait. Still so tense, though. You really should loosen up. If you're always this stiff, you'll burn out quickly. Maybe I should make it a rule. Anyone who works directly under me needs to learn how to relax in my presence. Don't worry, you'll get used to me soon enough. Now, let's go over a few things, shall we? Your schedule, it's flexible, but when I need you, I expect you to be available. If I call you, you answer. If I give you a task, you complete it. And if I require something specific, you don't question it. Understood? Good. I like employees who are willing to follow direction. It makes my job much easier. Oh, and one more thing. Communication is important. If something confuses you, just speak up, okay? If you're uncertain, you ask. I'd rather deal with a moment of hesitation than a mistake that wasted my time. That being said, I don't mind a little hesitation every now and then. It's interesting watching someone struggle with uncertainty, wondering if they should take a step forward or hold back. It's fascinating. But I'll be clear about one thing. You don't need to hesitate with me. If I want something, I will let you know. And when I do, I expect compliance. No second guessing, no overthinking. Just obedience. I think we're going to get along just fine. Well, I suppose we should put your obedience to the test, shouldn't we? Don't look so alarmed. It's nothing difficult. I just want to see how well you follow instructions. Consider it an evaluation. Stand up. You heard me. Stand up. Good. That wasn't so hard, was it? Now, come here. Right in front of my desk. There. That wasn't difficult at all. You're already proving to be quite cooperative. I like that. Now, straighten your posture. Shoulders back. Chin up. Much better. You look more like someone who belongs here now. Confidence is important, you know. Even if you don't feel it, you should learn to fake it. That's a good first step, but We're not done yet. Take off your jacket. Yes, your jacket. You will need it while you're working in here. Besides, I want to see how comfortable you are following my instructions without question. Oh, don't hesitate now. You are doing so well. Good. Now, fold it neatly and place it over the chair. I don't tolerate mess here. See? That wasn't difficult at all, and yet I can see the way you're thinking through every little movement. It's almost adorable. You're not used to this, are you? Being told exactly what to do, step by step. Having to listen so carefully. You'll get used to it. Now, one last thing. Come here. Stand beside me. See this? These documents need to be stacked properly. Alphabetized. A small task, but one that requires attention to detail. Let's see how well you handle something so simple. Go on. You're taking this quite seriously. That's good. I appreciate an employee who actually puts effort into their work. Though, I must say, I wasn't expecting you to be so diligent about a task like this. Almost as if you're trying to impress me. Is that what you're doing? No need to answer. I already know. Not bad. I might just keep you around. You're proving to be quite obedient. That's good, but I think we should take another step forward. Something a little more personal. Come here. Closer. Now sit down. No, not in the chair. Here. Sit on my lap. What's that look for? You heard me. Sit. Oh, now you're hesitating. You've followed every other instruction so well, but the moment things get a little unconventional, you freeze up. Relax, this is not a trick, okay? I'm simply asking you to sit down. Nothing more and nothing less. Still unsure? Fine, let's go over this logically. You work for me. That means you do what I say. That's how any job works, does it not? And right now, I'm telling you to sit on my lap. So, what's the problem? I see. You're overthinking again. Running through every possible reason why I would ask you this. Wondering if there's some hidden meaning, some ulterior motive. But that's the thing. You don't need to think. You just need to listen. Still unsure? Maybe I should help you understand. Let me ask you something. Did you really think you were hired just for some simple office work? That your role here would be nothing more than paperwork and schedules? No, no. Your job is a little more specialized. You were hired to meet my needs, and right now, this is what I need. So, are you going to listen to me? Or do I have to be even clearer? There we go. That wasn't so hard, was it? See? Perfectly natural. You fit just fine. Now, let's get back to work. Comfortable? You're so tense. I can feel it. Shoulders stiff, back straight. You're trying so hard to keep yourself in check. You don't have to. What's wrong? You've been obedient all this time, following every order so well, but now you're frozen again. I see. It's the closeness, isn't it? The feeling of my hand so near. It's distracting you, isn't it? You're trying so hard to act professional, to keep your mind focused, but I can tell your thoughts are slipping. Am I making you nervous? No answer. You're holding back, I can feel it. You know, this wasn't meant to be difficult. All I asked was for you to sit here while I work. That's all. But look at you. Barely moving and barely breathing. Like you're afraid to make a single wrong move. I wonder if I do this. There it is. That little reaction. You felt that, didn't you? All I did was grab you by the sides. You're so easy to read. I wonder if you even realize how much you're giving away. Your body says more than your mouth ever could. And right now, it's telling me everything. I told you before, didn't I? You'll get used to this. to being close, to following orders without question, to me. Tell me, do you want to keep pretending this is just another job, or are you ready to stop holding back? Because if you are, then why don't you prove it? Go on. Kiss me. Good job. I didn't think you would listen so fast, but you did so good there. Did you like it? You can be honest with me. Nothing that happens in here will ever be told elsewhere. I'm glad you liked it. Because I might need some more than that. Are you ready to follow some real orders? You have to be a very good boy for me. And I will reward you very much. Good job. Now, take off my shirt. Yeah. Unbutton it slowly. You'll find your reward under it. Good boy. Now, unzip your pants and show me what you've been hiding from me. I know that you've been trying to hide it this entire time. I think it's time I give you your reward for being such a good boy all this time. Good job. You're so cute. Relax, okay? I'm not gonna do anything that you don't want to. You like this? I can tell you do. Have you been waiting for this, babe? You know, I could see it this entire time. You're not very good at hiding your excitement. But I think it's cute. And you were such a good boy on your first day. You deserve this. And maybe on your next days, if you behave even better, I can give you better things than this. You were so adorable. I love having you here, sitting on my lap while I reward you for doing your job so well and listening to me so well. Yeah, baby, don't be shy. You can touch whatever you want. Good boy, you're doing so good for me. Kiss me again. Kiss me while I do this to you. Mm.